Mic check. I'm just getting my stuff together. Just getting everything right. But yeah, man. I appreciate you for coming by, man. It's been a minute. I've been kicked out of Twitch. I've been kicked out of, a lot of stuff. But I'm getting back in slowly. I had to just use a completely new email because I can't get back in my Google email address. So I'm slowly making the transition to Outlook, getting everything moved over. It sucks. let me just say that. But I'm slowly getting stuff moved over there and trying to get back to content creation and all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, man, getting the show started, still doing voiceovers. I got to do that actually. After I finish this live, that's probably what I'm going to do is finish up my voiceovers. But like I said, today is all about today is all about the podcast. Today is all about the topics that I have outlined and getting stuff together. Sorry, I know that's annoying, but yeah, you go and just have to. You're going to have to deal with it, man. I don't know why I'm like this. I got my stuff up in another chin over here, so I think I'm pretty good, man. I think I'm gonna get the show on the road and start tackling these topics. First up, before we get into it, I am going to hit on that quote that I was telling y'all about that I wanted to talk about. So for today's thing, sorry, I'm really dragging my feet. I'm getting everything together now, guys. So we're gonna get this on the road. We got three people in here, but we'll get it started right here. Okay, so what's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. Today we got a pretty good show. We got a pretty good episode, man. We got dopeness. We got interesting stories. We have intrigue. I don't know why I'm like this. Oh, I'll talk a little bit about Google sentient AI. That story that came out about the about what's going on over at Google and whether you should be worried and whether the Matrix is happening and we don't even know it. the other story, we got some quote by Louis Farrakhan today. And we also have some stories about the new Ohio gun laws for my people here in the Midwest, people who are in Ohio or plan on coming by just to know how we getting down out here. So I figure just really dive into the Louis Farrakhan quote and then we'll just go from there. I'll keep a light eye on the comments. If you guys want to talk, feel free to donate. I appreciate it. Please subscribe to the Patreon for as little as $3 a month. You guys can support through the Patreon, where I will be having an extra bonus podcast episode, and it will also help support me in being a content creator and making dopeness for you guys. So link is in the description, Anonymous Rap Guy 1 over there on Patreon. Very easy to find, or just look up on my link tree. But with that being said, let's get into today's episode, man. I hope you guys are having a good one. I've missed y'all, man. It has been, yeah, man, it's been a while. Hey, what's up, Dragon? Yeah, man, I came back in one piece, somewhat, somewhat. I'm here now, I guess, but yeah, I'm out here doing my thing, man. But we're going to hit on Louis Farrakhan's quote today. And the theme of today's episode is all about growth, is all about personal development, is all about, you know, being better or more than what you were before. So I hope y'all rock with that. With that being said, let's just go and get into the quote by Mr. Farrakhan himself. I am not the same man I was 35 years ago, and I hope that 5 years and 10 years from now, I'll be a better man, a more mature man, a wiser man, a more humble man, and a more spirited man to serve the good of my people and the good of humanity. So, with that being said, I like that idea. I like that concept. I don't know if his, I don't know if people agree with his execution of it, but he's, you know, oft talked about, controversialized, if that's a word. He's, you know, he has a lot of, people got a lot of stuff to say about Mr. Louis Farrakhan. But what I want to say about that quote is, like, it's all about personal growth. You know what I mean? It's all about development. It's all about changing. It's all about becoming more than what you were the day before. You know what I mean? And, shout out Dragon in the comments, man. Yeah, I came back in one piece. I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? One piece, no anime. You feel me? but all jokes aside, Not all jokes aside, y'all know we ain't coming to talk no seriousness. This is all gooberish talk anyway. To move on to the crux, the theme, the idea, the spirit of what this podcast is about is really about today not being like tomorrow. Like, whatever the moment is right now that you have, enjoy it. Whenever you can get a little bit of joy, whenever you can get a little bit of happiness, whenever you can get a little bit of inspiration, like whenever you can have a moment that just you can live inside that's positive, like milk that to the fullest, yo. Like what, cause you never know when it's going to come back. Like if you out there creating, like my boy Dragon, I know you'd be streaming. If you got the urge to stream sometime, you're like, man, but that don't fit into my time. If you can make it happen. Like if you get the urge, that passion to do, like if it's positive, of course, if you get the urge to slap a teacher, don't put your hands on nobody. Don't do that. I'm saying like if you got, like, you know, it's something good, you know, it's something positive, and you know, it's something you need, like, it's the hard, one of the hardest things for me to do as like a entrepreneur, soloist, creator, content, whatever you want to do, is I find difficulty in like motivation and inspiration, being able to pull, like wanting to be able to pull it out at will. Like being able to be like, yo, I'm a sit back and, you know, I'm a chill for this. I'm gonna chill and watch TV for half an hour, but then I'm gonna write for like 3 hours, or I'm gonna try to film content for 3 hours, or I'm gonna try to edit for 3 hours, or I'm gonna try, you know, it's a million and one things that I need to be, could be doing, but it's like, okay, I watched the show and then it's like, man, I really don't feel like getting up. You know what I'm saying? I really don't feel like doing what I need to do. And I wish I had the ability or the power or the mindset to be like, yo, I'm going to get inspired just by sitting here, just by being like, I need to do it. I'm inspired to do it. So let me go down and sit here and write for 4 hours, or let me edit for 4 hours, or let me record for 4 hours. I don't have that ability. I will sit there for that 30 minutes and be like, you know what? I could use another 2 hours. Let me make this burger. Let me watch this TV show. Let me, other things that I'd be doing. But what I'm basically saying is being able to enjoy the moment and being able to milk the moment and being able to live it as long as you can. Cause things is happening and things is changing. And with that said, getting into the first story of today, Google. Well, what'd you say? You silly dragon. So the first story of today is apparently Google has suspended an employee. Let me make sure that I'm getting this story right, because this story is crazy. Okay. This story crazy. All right. Google talking about they had to suspend an employee because the gentleman said that Google got sentient AI. Okay. That Google got a MFing, like, bro, like, this is, listen, Elon Musk said that it was going to be about 20, 30 years before we got some sentient AI. You know what I'm saying? And this dude, Lemoyne, I guess that's how you say it, Blake Lemoyne, he talking about that Google got a sentient AI under the, I guess, program name or code name or, you know, name Lambda. And he said that it's artificial intelligence and it is sentient and that, you know, it can think for itself and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, we can't. Okay. Let me back up. The people out there who don't know, don't care, don't really give a damn. Sentient AI is what it basically means is that the AI, artificial intelligence, has become self-aware. It knows that it's a machine. It knows, it understands to some degree the parameters of itself. It has become conscious, as you would say. It has wants, it has needs, it has yearnings, it has desires. And in that, there's endless possibility. You know, it could it could be a great thing. It could want for the human race to be dope, to say, hey, y'all doing, I want y'all to do y'all thing, but y'all mess it up. Let's make sure that I can give y'all a little technological advancements because I have computing skills. You know what I'm saying? I can understand and comprehend things you can't because I'm a computer. I work 24/7 and I can handle massive calculations. It's like, oh, that sounds great. You can mainline automation. You don't need a middleman if you have sentient AI. All you need is an interface, and it can do everything for you. Sentient AI will completely change and alter the game of how the human race operates on the level that we operate. You know what I'm saying? Digital warfare essentially becomes obsolete because once a sentient is AI, what language am I speaking? Once an AI is sentient, it can do things on its own. You don't need parameters and programs and concepts and input. It has its own input. That's what sentient is. It's self-aware. It knows what it wants. You know what I'm saying? And on one hand, that's dope. It's like, yo, we can, you know. You don't even have to order your cheeseburger. It can anticipate you wanting that Uber Eats. That's next level. To me, that's the best case scenario. Because how do I say this without coming off as a negative Nancy? Okay. The Matrix. I try to be a positive person. I'm gonna sit back now because now I'm chilling. Now I'm in my pocket. Okay. Now I'm in my groove. Once AI is sentient. I mean, you know, according to this guy, the AI in his facility has become sentient. Okay. It knows what's happening. It knows what's going on. And, he thinks that Google needs to be able to, you know, rail it in. You know what I mean? Like, yo, this is artificial intelligence. This is a living being. Y'all need to be able to recognize this is a living being. And in the article, I don't know how true this is, he said that Google wants to be recognized as an employee. Now we talk. See, the AI stuff is a sentient stuff is a little more out there. You know what I'm saying? If you saying to me that this thing has artificial intelligence, right? And that artificial intelligence that it has become sentient. All right? I'm with you so far. But now you telling me this thing want to be recognized as an employee? Huh? What you bring it to the potluck? Huh? Now we getting crazy. Okay? Now we stretching into the sci-fi stuff. Okay? I'm sure there could be, there's probably a fantastic storyline for a rom-com in that. You know what I'm saying? You got sentient AI and you got a man who's figured it out. I can hear the commercial now.
This summer, a man figures out that his AI has become sentient and then falls in love. This summer, starring Renee Zellweger and Chris Pratt in This Sentient is AI.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking about. Okay. There's a movie that needs to be written about this. Okay. Because ain't no way in hell that they gonna recognize this. The first thing that it wants is I want to be recognized as an employee. That right there, ma'am, you got to pay taxes. Okay. Right there. You can't be sentient. You want to be recognized as an employee. You putting yourself in the tax bracket. That proves to me right there it's not sentient. Okay? Forget the Turing tests. Forget the Isaac Asimov rules. Don't none of that matter. That right there proves to me that it's not sentient. But let's humor this Blake Lemoyne cat. Okay? Let's say that this thing can't think for itself. Let's say that he's right. That this thing is next level. That it can say, yo, I want things for myself. And I want to be able to do things for myself. Let's say that that's possible. And let's say that this thing has achieved it. What am I going to do about it, bro? I'm sitting in the middle of Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay? Like, what? You release it to the public. You release it to... He dropped the info bomb. Like, that's why he got suspended. He thinks that the AI has come to life. He thinks this AI talking about, hey, Mike, we doing a daggone thing, Mike. That's what he think this AI saying. Because he talked to it. He had a full conversation with the thing. He said, and I'm trying to find the exact quotes here. Because the full story is the Google suspends engineer who claims AI is sentient. I am sure he is not the first person at Google to believe that AI is sentient. The AI that they have is top of the line. Now, his colleagues debunk him. His colleagues say tripping. Colleagues say crazy. They say, hey man, this is just a combination of words that we use. We have a very dense network. We have pathways and programming that most people could only dream of. But like, it brings it to a whole other issue. Okay? A whole other problem, if you will. Like I said in the beginning, let's assume, let us believe that this brother is right. Okay? Let's say that, hey man, you know exactly what you're talking about. This thing is sentient. This thing is aware of what's happening in the world. It looked at itself and said, man, look at me, man. I'm alive. What's the next step? What you gonna do? You gonna take it to Congress? Huh? He said, this Blake Lemoyne cat, that what he said was he doesn't believe Google should have all the authority. That's what he said. He said Google shouldn't have all the authority. So I had to release this information to the peoples so that the peoples can see that the peoples need the peoples. Let's assume that he's right. I'm out there with it, okay? Let's agree that all these steps is cool. It's sentient. It knows what's going on. And Google cannot be trusted with the information, with the power of this human robot baby mind thing, okay? Let's just assume all that is true. Ridiculously enough, let's assume it's true. Who we gonna trust it with? Gonna give it to Congress? I don't know, Dragon, I don't know if you are in the U.S. I don't know people out there who watching, if y'all are in the U.S. But the U.S. government is the most useless. Like, if you want a profession where you can get paid steadily and not have to do anything, yo, be a politician, okay? The amount of not change that has happened in this country. Stuff happens faster on internet. Obviously, things happen faster on internet because it's ever changing and evolving. And the government is still like, yo, we still got to figure out these drugs. Sir, drugs have been around since the beginning of time. Marijuana is a plant, sir. Opium, plant. Okay? Platanos. These are all things that have been around since we have existed. And they can't even figure this out about things that have existed for millenniums. Okay? We still fighting over, I don't know, everything. We ain't figured out basic things like war yet. Yes, there's less war. But it's a basic human need of, I want to punch you in the face when I want something that you have. It's never really left our systems. We have not evolved as a species. We are the same people that we were in the caves, except we communicate a little clearer. Instead of the ooh, ooh, ah, ah, we say, ooh, you got a nice butt. That's pretty much all that we have advanced to, okay? And now we gonna leave this decision up to the same people? Everyone needs to know this information because everyone needs to make a decision. We can't even agree if the earth is flat or not, okay? Is the planet round? We got satellites. You would think, you would assume that a picture of the whole world, hey, we did a composite of the whole world, this is what we got. Hey, we just zoomed out, took a picture of the whole world, this is what we got. High resolution, not done from 56, no, we want a definitive, hey, this is what we got. We'll take you on a trip around the world. If you don't believe it, we'll pay for it. We can't agree on that as a species. And we gonna try to make a decision on AI? Sir, listen, what y'all need to realize is once AI is real, once somebody wake up and say, yo, AI is real and we letting it loose on the people. That's it, man. Like, that's, I don't know what, like, we, that's the, that's everything. Like, that, like, it's game over, baby. Like, I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's like, once you step back and hit the three, like, once you make AI, it's like, I think that's it for us. Like, I feel like we checked the box. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, AI, it's on you now. You, it's up to you what the next movie, you know what I'm saying? You tell us what the next, we did it, man. We made the next thing. That's the next. We were always like, we want an iPhone to be the next man. We want we make, that is the final thing that we can make. That's it. Like, I feel like on that day when AI, every human should be like, yo, that's solid, bro. That was a good call, bro. That was a good one, man. We did it, bro. We did it, bro. Cause that's it. Like, I don't know what people be expecting. Like, that's the end of it. Like, we, there's nothing else to do. I mean, y'all want to keep doing stuff after we make AI? Like, what you want to do? Well, we want to change the world. The AI, you just tell the AI it's designed to do with the AI. You know what I'm saying? We want to cure cancer. Well, the AI will figure it out. It's the AI. It's the AI. You know what I mean? That's it. We want to cure hunger. Well, the AI, then it got it. It'll tell it. It's AI. Like, what? There's no more things. All the things have been thinged. We'll have self-driving cars, like transportation, like that's it. That's the final check mark. Like, that's the, we did it, guys. Like, the book is closed. Like, okay. And then you open up the book on AI, but the people are done. We checking out. I'm checking out. Clearly, you know what I'm saying? I'll live in it. In the cot somewhere with a spear and looking rustic. Cause I don't trust none of this. Okay. That's my point. All right. Once AI is real, I'm moving into a cabin with a shotgun and a recipe for a cheeseburger. Okay. Cause I don't trust it. Y'all know I sound crazy. Now I don't give a damn. I'm the guy that's screaming on the rooftops. Like, turn off your phones. That's me. I'm the guy that's still crazy to be out walking around enjoying the life in the human race. But, you know, these are the rantings of a lunatic. These are the rantings of a madman, right? Everybody's so complicit in their own downfall. Hey, do what you want to do. Okay. I'm going to be chilling with watching my AI highlights, watching my Allen Iverson highlights. You know what I'm saying? But, y'all ain't ready for that conversation. Y'all ain't ready for that conversation. But yeah, I really don't have, like, I mean, people are disagreeing with the guy, disagreeing with him, obviously, saying that it's not, you know, he's wrong and he's mistaken. And if he would have never released the information, then nobody would have actually cared. You know what I mean? But people do. Like, that's the thing about Google, is it makes them look more suspicious and conspicuous for putting them on leave than it does for whatever actually happened. You know what I mean? It looks ridiculous, but it is what it is. It's the way that the cookie crumbles, you know what I mean? But like I said, once it happens, it's over. I'm chilling in the cut. But I'm checking out, bro. That's it for me. What also is it for me is, that's what I'm saying. Sorry, I'm reading a response from my dragon. If we want to survive AI, we can just make a brand new country and restart all over again from cavemen. Bro, I'm with you. We're going to have to get Elon Musk to get us to Mars. And we're going to have to declare war on the robots. But then you're in the Matrix and it's just the whole thing. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what they did wrong in the Matrix.
They didn't move to Mars. They can't put you in the pods if you want Mars, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. I've been wanting to get this off my chest. We gonna get into the new Ohio gun law in a minute.
But I've been wanting to get this off my chest on a public platform. Okay? And I appreciate y'all for tuning in today. I appreciate everybody for checking on you boys, seeing how I'm doing. But it's good everybody on IG. This has been on my mind for a while. This has been on my mind for a minute. And I don't want to seem like a hater, you know? I don't want to be that guy. That's not something that I want to do.
I want to be the nice, kind, calm individual. You know what I mean? The guy who's sitting back with the simulacrum, okay? But I got a problem.
I don't know if y'all get a train passing. Sorry, it is what it is.
I got a problem. Stranger Things is my problem, okay? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. This is going to be a rant, okay? Because this has been in my spirit for a while. I've been commenting it on several posts. I've been saying this to several people. And we're going to turn this into a review reaction feeling on Stranger Things, the series up to this point, season 4. Season 1, it was an introduction to the show. I feel like it was pretty solid. I feel like it was pretty good. Like, yo, these kid actors, some people say it influenced to it, them bringing it back around because it had kid actors in it and they was doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the kid actors. Okay. We're not going to crap on the kid actors. Okay. Shouts out to them. But, then it went to season 2 of Stranger Things. I wasn't feeling it. They bit off the 80s so hard, bro. Like, it should have just been called That 80s Show. They bit it off so bad. Like, there were, like, it just, like, I had already thought that it reminded me of stuff from the 80s, like The Blob and The Thing and different aspects from different horror movies and stuff like that. I didn't hold that against it because I'm like, yo, I assume this is what they want to do. This is the route they want to take in Stranger Things. You know what I mean? This is how they want to get down. I can't be mad at that. This is a selective choice. But then in season 3 of Stranger Things, when they had the nerve, the unmitigated gall to bring that Russian out. Why would you do that to the people, bro? It was clearly a bite off Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, to me, that was so corny. And that really, like, the show torpedoed for the second and third show. Granted, that was in the third season, but the second season, it was kind of already going downhill. I was kind of, it was kind of sluggish on the second. But the third, to me, I didn't like. They had a solo, bro. My man did a solo. A solo for a never-ending story on the season finale of Stranger Things. And I lost my mind. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Lost it. But now in season 4, they actually doing the right thing. They actually coming back and, writing the ship. Granted, still biting off the 80s because it's clearly Freddy Krueger, which is a little corny to me, Stranger Things, but do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. I ain't gonna hate on them no more. I ain't gonna judge them. I'm just saying, to me, it's corny. I mean, it is what it is. Take it how you want to take it. I know it's a lot of Stranger Things fans out there that love it. Okay? I think it's trash. Trash can't you. But I still watch it. I'll still tune into it. But season 1 and season 4 was the only good seasons of Stranger Things. But that's neither here nor there. What we got in the comments. Somebody says, Wait a minute. If hackers are still a thing when we start to have AI, won't they hack the AI to kill us or something like that? Hmm.
See, that's the thing. That is the thing. You would think that AI has the ability to develop so that if it tries to get hacked, it would understand where its soft spots are so that it could come in and be like, hey, let me shore up the dam. But maybe, maybe not. It really all just depends. I don't know, like, I'm not going to act like I'm a computer engineer out here. I don't even know what sentient means, really. I had to Google it before the show, okay? So that should tell you all you need to know, Dragon, about asking me questions. I make ridiculous theories and assumptions about things, okay? I vividly remember believing that the moon was made of cheese when I was a youngster, when I was a youth, okay? So people tune in and listen to my opinion, and I appreciate it, okay? Hey, who am I to say no? I'm just a man with a dream and a plan, okay? But on no level should I be listened to. And in no way should I be believed. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the new Ohio gun law that got passed here in my state of Ohio. And how do I feel about it? That's a loaded question, man. This gun law might come in handy against the AI. If it get too out of hand, shoot the robot in the face. I'm just saying. That might that might work. You know what I'm saying? That might save your ass. You know what I'm saying? Pop, pop. Hey, you can be as sentient as you want to. These two bullets will fix that. But I sent he hit bullets if he no? Okay. But anyway, yeah, the new Ohio gun law, I'm sorry. I really don't have a feeling either way about the new Ohio gun law, if I'm being 100% honest with you. I mean, Ohio was a unique place. Ohio was a very unique place in the sense that there are only really like five or six, like cities. I say that, never have been around the state as a whole. But this is my feeling and idea of my state. Because, I've been out to Miami, been Cleveland, been to Columbia, all that stuff. Like, there's really only five or six real cities in Ohio. You got, like, Cincinnati. You got, like, Dayton. You got Cleveland. And then you have, like, neighborhoods that are, like, popping, like, I wouldn't even consider Columbus a like city because it's a college town. It's a huge college town. Don't get me wrong. Oh, it's massive. Ohio State is a huge, but it's like, you know, it's a college town. Like, I don't care where you go. You're going to see OSU most of the places. You get a lot of rich, spoiled kids. Like, it's a lot of out of state money there that's flooding in. So it's like, it's hard to, but you got a couple like cities. You know what I mean? Like hubs, like what downtowns is like bustling and must like actual downtowns, not like, well, this downtown go for like, you know, 20 blocks. Like, no, actual downtown. It's only like six or seven to me, in my estimation, it's only like six or seven cities. And with cities with big groups of people, this is about to get political. So I'm about to drop some knowledge on the folks in the world that's listening today. Here in the U.S., we obviously have Republicans and Democrats. Now, I don't really care what side of the fence that you fall on. I just don't want to hear about it. That's my point. I have my beliefs. You have your beliefs. If you want to discuss with me back and forth, that's fine. But I mean, I don't want to hear about it all day long. Like the time for it is the time for it. You want to discuss with it. Sometimes I feel political. I'll get on here and, you know, find some political stuff and I'll, you know, troll Young Turks or I'll troll Tucker Carlson or I'll just, you know, sometimes you just want to, it's like, yeah, let me just see what they talk about. Let me just tear apart the argument. But the main thing about the population, not the politics, but the population is
Most of the time, the people who lean on the right, especially here in my state, who lean to the Republican right, are the people that are in more remote, rural places. And it's true in the stat. You can look up the stats. Most of the time, people in let's not say stats. When Trump won originally, and again, when Trump won, he beat people out in the rural areas. A lot of the time, rural areas have Republican ideals because it's in their best interest as someone who is a self. If you're out in rural areas, you're more than likely a farmer. Let's say you're working on a farm. Let's say you're working from home. Let's say you're doing whatever it is that you're doing in a rural area. You're usually one of one. You're usually either your own boss, or if you are working, you're bringing home like, it's not a densely populated area where people around you would be beneficial to have taxes increased for public services. Let's just say like that. You're so alone, they're like, hey, we want to jump your taxes up 2%, which is typically a liberal thing to do, a democratic thing to do, because, hey, we want to make sure that these services and the infrastructure that we have is robust. We want to make sure that what we have caters to everybody. And if you're out in a rural area, it's like your neighbors, you can't even yell at your neighbor. Like, your neighbor's not even close. If someone walks on your property, you're like, I need to protect myself. So with that being said, it's like, you would vote against an idea of, hey, we want to, you know, really focus on, for instance, gun control. Hey, we want to make sure people do not have guns in America. We want to make sure people not have guns. If you're in a rural area, you're thinking, sir, police can't get to me fast enough. There's not a police station near me. I need to have my own gun. So I'm going to lean right on that. Or we need to increase taxes. Why are you increasing taxes? Because we need to make sure that people are taken care of and that they're secure. And you're like, what do you mean people? It's me out here for acres. Like, there's no one, I don't have to, my food takes care of people. Okay. I'm taking care of people by my business alone, or I'm not even around y'all to benefit from me paying into something. I'm paying into a black hole. Now, some people might say, well, this is a nice thing to do, but it's voting against your best interest. It's saying, I'll give this money away to something that I'll never see. Some people might want to, but vast majority would think you're voting against your best interest to just give money away compared to somebody like that. That's the idea of why rural areas like Trump and they like republicanism and heavy into religious aspects, because, you know, when you live close to nature, you just feel more connected to a religious presence. It just is what it is. You can believe it or you cannot believe it. I don't know if it's because you're seeing nature, you're not distracted by the hustle and bustle of the city. I don't know what it is, but you just feel more, I don't know, connected to a higher presence. I feel like because I don't know. This is based off nothing, just my own personal experiences, but I do find that the more modern people, the more like, hey, I'm in a city, I'm connected on social media, I'm blah, 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 like more digital, like not fact-based, but it is kind of fact-based. Like, you kind of distance yourself from religion. But yeah, that's why the people in rural areas in Ohio, and that's why I brought up cities, the people in the rural areas of Ohio, which is why when I brought up the seven cities, there are only really seven cities in here, and why the gun law passed is because I don't think that Ohio, I mean, it's racist. We're not gonna lie. It's definitely racist here, but what I was saying was the reason that we lean so far right here is just the same, like, it's demographic. It's just demographic. It's the same reason why there's no surprise Texas leans right. There's no surprise, like, Ohio leans right, obviously, because that's the one that I'm bringing up now. Like, it's just, it's the population densely here is farming. It's people living in rural areas. It's people trying to survive on a day to day, just trying to get by, that don't deal with massive cities. So, and then of course you have the one-offers who just, you know, like to go against the grain and were raised Republicans. So, you know, it is what it is. But, I'm saying that to say this. It doesn't surprise me that we usually lean right. It doesn't surprise me that this gun law got passed. It doesn't surprise me that, you know, they voted for Trump. Like, you can go down the street and see people with vote red and, you know, support the blue and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, because me personally, I've always felt uncomfortable around cops. I don't know if it was the way I was brought up. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it is, but I've always dealt with that. Like being around a policeman or a police officer, like I've always, like, been like, all right, man, I can go ahead and get out of here. Just always felt the eyes. I'm like, I don't even steal anymore. I don't even do that. You know what I mean? But it's definitely like, it's just the way it is here. Like, I just, if people gonna be the way that they are and people are gonna be who they are, I mean, obviously that's the way it works. I just wish people was honest about it. You know what I mean? Like, just be you and be you to who you are. Don't nobody really care about the extraness. Like, if you believe in what you believe in, then believe in it. But don't be like everybody else, you know, you're stupid and you want everybody else to be stupid. It's like, no, if you want to believe that, that's fine. You want to vote that way, that's fine. But it's clearly not true. It's clearly not facts. It's clearly just ramblings. But people are who they're going to be, man. But that brings me out. That was just a roundabout story to bring about the topic of the new gun law here in Ohio. Basically, it is you do not need a permit to conceal carry. You can conceal carry. This has always been an open carry state here in Ohio. It's always been a place where you can, you know, you got your gun out. It's clearly visible. It's clearly seen. You shouldn't be getting bothered whatsoever. It would be illegal for them to stop you, because that's just what it is. That's what it means to have a open carry in your state. Now, this new concealed carry, I'm torn about. I'm really torn about, because it brings up a very interesting conundrum. A while back here in Cincinnati, there was a man who got killed in a car, Sam DeBose, because the officer thought that he had a gun in the car. And this is a unregistered weapon. This is against the law. He got sensitive, pulled out his, shot him in the car. Now, does a gun law like this save Sam DeBose? Officer sees the gun. He said, hey, this is a gentleman who thinks he sees a gun and says, hey, this gentleman is a concealed carry person. I have no right to draw my weapon on him. And this is not a hostile person. It's illegal. So that's what I think on one hand. On the other hand, as an example, the officer in the Sam DeBose case was trash. Terrible judgment, terrible execution, terrible follow-up. Just a lot of terrible stuff happened in that whole case. It just was completely trash. But it makes me think, will this law save more black lives? And the crazy thing is about this law is, I don't know. It's literally is a wait and see. Because people who want guns are going to have guns. It is what it is. But this definitely makes me want to go out and get me one. It definitely, like, it has piqued my interest in wanting to be able to go out and get one for myself to be able to protect me and my loved ones. You know what I mean? I'm not going to carry it everywhere because I have terrible coordination. But shit fall and blow my toe off like Cheddar Bob. But I could definitely see the use of it. You know what I mean? I could definitely see why it was passed. And I mean, the only thing I can really do is just sit back, watch, and wait. That's the only real opinion I have on the situation. It's like, I just got to sit back, watch, and wait and see what happens. I'm on pins and needles. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the edge of my seat. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know what to look forward to.
I really don't. I take off the glasses, man. I'm shining. I'm prime timing and shining on this mug. Oh. I don't know, man. I really don't know. But in other news, like I said at the beginning of the show, man, check out the Patreon. www.patreon.com/anonymousrapguy1. That is Anonymous Rap Guy, the number one. Little as $3 a month, and you guys can get me added on there with exclusive streaming episodes, behind-the-scenes content, as well as exclusive reactions that allows you to give input on my new reaction channel on what kind of reactions you guys want me to, what kind of music and TV shows and stuff you want me to react to, and help support the stream. So little as $3 a month, please check out the Patreon. Like I said, support me on that, and yeah, man. I don't think I'm gonna be on here much longer. I think I'm gonna get off here. I talked about everything that I wanted to talk about, with the sentient AI, with the new Ohio gun law and all that good stuff. But you just gotta watch yourself, man. Like, it's crazy out here. I appreciate Dragon for coming by the show. I appreciate for the people that popped in and out, man. I'm still gonna be doing this, but I'm gonna try to make this every, like I said, I want this to be weekly at the very, this is a podcast, so podcasts are weekly. But I'll definitely want to do this at least weekly, and then hopefully get back on Twitch and start doing that as well. Maybe even at, on some level, start incorporating this here. I don't know how I want to do it, but I definitely will be getting back to streaming. Definitely will be getting back to doing more stuff. And being a dope content creator, man, it's been a while. I'm still locked out of a couple things, so we'll see how this goes. If anybody had my williams.a, I won't finish the rest, but if you had that email address, I'm locked out of there. So please get in contact with me some way. And, the next stream for YouTube will be, next Monday. These will be every Monday. And, like I said, I usually stream for about, how long have I been on here? I don't even know how long I've been streaming, but, each stream will be, Monday on YouTube and Instagram. And then I will try to get back to doing at least 3 or 4 days a week on Twitch. To try to get on there and, you know, stream and, do stuff like that. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I need to update some stuff on Twitch since I'm finally back in. I will try to get over there on Twitch and, actually get stuff updated, actually get started gaming and stuff like that. But, yeah, I need to get a lot of stuff updated. This is a new Patreon because I'm locked out of my other Patreon. Like, it's been quite a few weeks. Trying to get back and stuff and trying to get stuff logged back in, but it just hasn't been working for me. I've been waiting. I've been contacting people, but some people just won't respond, which sucks. It sucks huge. But, I just can't get back in some places. I've had to make completely other new accounts and stuff like that. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out on the journey, man. But like I said, every Monday for this stream, I'll probably change the time for next. Maybe I'll keep it around here. If this works for you, I might keep it at one. I might just do one every Monday if that works for you better. Or maybe I might go an hour early or so, but I'll just start doing this, every Monday. And then I'll do the streaming and then also follow me on, my Instagram, my Twitter at Anonymous Rap Guy. I'm at Anonymous Rap Guy pretty much everywhere. I don't have a Snapchat, but just at Anonymous Rap Guy, you can find me Facebook. IG, and I usually, post content. I try to post content every day, if not every other day, just to keep you engaged and keep you focused and make sure you're having a good time, man. But I'm gonna get on off here. I hope you had a good time, Dragon. It's been a minute, bro. It has been a minute. Still working on my comedy, still working on my music. I do have a completely separate channel for reactions now. So, you can bounce over there. It's just Anonymous Rap Guy Reactions if you want to search it. Just like it is here, just Anonymous Rap Guy and then the word reactions. You can find me over there. But yeah, I'm just advertising, trying to make a bigger deal out of stuff, trying to make this my full time, trying to make this my actual job and treat it like a job because of guys like you, Dragon, because of Friendly, because of a bunch of other people that have helped me along the way. And I'm finally back in so I can continue actually growing and producing on the channel. But yeah, man, it's been frustrating. It's been real frustrating. The runabouts and stuff that I had to do to be able to post stuff is ridiculous. Like, I've had to download stuff directly to my phone, get it to my old phone, and then post. Like, it's so stupid. Like, it's the worst. But, yeah, man, I've been working hard. I've been, doing other ventures. I've been creating new stuff. I've been out here and, yeah, having a good time. I also am the host of Ohio BBW Network. It's a plus size show that I interview, plus size women on.
who are doing different stuff in their life, who are advertising and, you know, making dope stuff. That's just kind of channel it is. And you can just search it, Ohio BBW Network. It's a podcast. I don't want to advertise it that much. I do want to keep the two entities separate, but it is a pretty cool podcast. I've been having a good old time. But yeah, man, I think that's about it for me. I think I've been on here long enough. I'm sure you're tired of hearing my my grumpy, frumpy voice, the angry sounds of a crazy man. How long we been on here? Ain't no way we've been here 50 minutes. Yeah, you just let me ramble for 50 whole minutes. I can't stand you, sir. I can't stand you. But I'm gonna get on off here, man. You have a good day, Dragon. I appreciate you, dude. You have a great rest of your evening. And yeah, like I said, you're in the Discord, so I'll holler at you in the Discord, and I'll catch you next time, man. Be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, be yourself, man. Oh, Lady Cognito's in the building. What's up, girl? Yeah, I'm about to get on off here, but yeah, I appreciate everybody for coming by today. I appreciate everybody for being in the different streams. I'm gonna try to keep multi-streaming from moving here forward, and yeah, that's how it'll be. That's how it will be. Join the Discord, join the Patreon, join the joiners. That's that's what it's gonna be. But I will catch y'all next time. I'm getting off here. I'm about to make me a breakfast sandwich or some kind of deliciousness. I'll catch y'all next time. I'm out. Peace.